Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pistol again for Penix. It's first and five at the 19 after the penalty on the Bills. Buffalo adds another man to the front. They're going to hand to Robinson right side through the first wall around the corner. Here goes Bijan Robinson. Keeps his feet. 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown Atlanta. Oh, my goodness. The math on this one is easy. 81 to the house.
Phenomenal, phenomenal touchdown there. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is 8:44. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Falcons 24-14 over a bamboozled Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Guys, what are your
That's
final?
Such a good word,
I've,
dude.
I've been trying to use it
good
all morning.
Good for you. Oh, man. What a wordsmith.
I mean,
you and that husband of yours, man, he pulls out one every time we have a post-game show, and I'm like, good for you.
Is that not exactly what he
yes.
looked like last night when the interception happened, when Malone caught it? It's like the final catch, like, done.
It's such a good word because it's so good.
Yeah, but,
he was bamboozled.
But all I hear is Joey from Friends, you've been bamboozled, yeah. and he played the game.
Man, it's just it's a perfect puzzle piece fit when you look at it, because he was. And credit, and we've been talking about Jeff Ulbrich, this defensive front, the entire show, but they did such a good job of getting his face, and for whatever reason, and Bo, you brought this up earlier, so I'll give you credit, he just looked out of sorts, and I think you can blame a number of different things, and I'm sure that the national media will just focus on Buffalo and focus on Josh Allen, but here in Atlanta, we are celebrating because we forced him into that situation where he looked
bamboozled.
We have
been hoodwinked, yeah. bamboozled.
Yes. Yes, that's how they feel waking up in Buffalo today.
Yeah.
And but again, I'm going to give credit to our defensive front getting in his face. I talked about Jalen Walker a minute ago. There were just, four sacks on a guy like Josh Allen, and you really limited his ability to escape the pocket and do too much damage with his legs. I thought it was just beautifully laid out. And he looked frustrated. He looked like he was forcing throws. He looked disconnected from where the offense was, and that's the end result is a big Falcons victory.
Well, and one of the first things you guys said this morning was like, oh, the film's in, so I know we're going to get into the nitty-gritty yeah. of everything that was actually going on, but now that it's fresh of your mind today, how are you feeling? Is there anything we haven't talked about yet?
Well, I don't want to go negative, but I am worried about the status of Jake Matthews, leaving. I think you got to give some credit to Terry Fontenot going to get Michael Jarrell. And I'm not sitting here and telling you that Michael Jarrell is going to step in and be an all-pro left tackle, depending on what the status is of Jake Matthews. But what I'm telling you is you had depth to come in and finish the game off. And
yep.
look, Mikey said earlier, Zach helped him as well. I think you should bring it up again, apparently, because I'm getting another tweet, is the sequence at the end of the first half. Where a guy just hit me up and said, well, that's my only gripe is you could have made a statement win if you would have handled the clock better and got a touchdown. You handle that right because of the situation. If you don't allow time to go off the clock there and you rush up and you don't get the first down, now Josh Allen has plenty of time. And guess what he doesn't do? Force the issue with a pass like he did in the middle of the field where D. Alford intercepts it. That was a forced play by Allen because the time was against them. They're trying to score and then get the ball back to start the second half, which they did, and then score again, different ball game.
Yeah.
So you had to handle that situation Arch always calls it a yellow light. Like if you get the first down, now you're full go and you're saving time. But they didn't get the first down there. They handled it right, and it worked out the right way because what you didn't want them to do, no matter what, was score, getting the ball to start the second half. And what did they do to start second half, Mike?
They went down and scored.
Right down the field.
Yeah, they did. I want to go back for just 1 second. You talking about Michael Jarrell. I will be interested to see this week if we get any updates on Storm Norton. Because obviously Jake Matthews has been around, like you talked about, year 11, year 12, whatever it is. He's just there. Like, we just take it for granted the fact that Jake Matthews is going to play left tackle. I was interested to see the fact that Michael Jarrell came in at left tackle. Remember, Elijah Wilkinson started a preseason game at left tackle.
Yeah.
Michael Jarrell has started games for the Seahawks at right tackle. So when they were flip-flopped coming in the game yesterday, I thought, okay, makes sense. Maybe it's one of those situations where you don't want to weaken two different positions by flip-flopping the guys in the middle of the game. You know, rely on Elijah Wilkinson a little bit more. I thought they did a good job of that. But Storm Norton is, you know, in that window of coming back from the IR and possibly getting healthy. I don't know if that means he would play right tackle or left tackle or whatever else it may be, but I thought Michael Jarrell showed a little athleticism, and maybe given a week to prepare, he can kind of slot into that role. But that's a carousel at the tackle position right now that I'll be keeping an eye on throughout the week to see who kind of fits where.
And I feel better, Mike, about it. I'm not saying I feel great because I think San Francisco still got a very solid defense on the field. You saw they could get after you last week, what they did against Tampa, without Fred Warner and without Nick Bosa. Both those guys are out. Now, I'm not saying
those
I feel
great.
Those guys
are all world players.
But, and that's exactly it. I feel better without two all-world players out there than not. But, that Bills defense has still got some guys that can get it. They might have been giving up big runs early in the season and obviously last night. But Ed Oliver coming back, Rousseau, Epinesa, and then Joey Bosa, they had a good front. And they were give the young player who I think you and I talked about him quite a bit and watched film, Deion Walker last night.
Yeah.
I think Deion Walker maybe had 4 tackles for loss in the second half.
Yeah.
I got tired of pointing at his freaking slot on my card to Wes to call his name for making plays in the backfield.
Yeah, I thought Javon Solomon, the second year player out of Troy, number 56, I thought he had a pretty good night too. They asked him to do a couple of different roles as well, man. So yeah, I mean, there's so many different ways to go with it as we build towards this weekend, another primetime game. We'll have the air mattresses out, you know, obviously Sunday night. But the vibes are just high. I mean, that's the only thing you can say to, like you said, put a bow on it, is that it just feels good to be, victorious today after such a big matchup in primetime last night.
24-14, say it all day long. And I want to remind you that you can get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf for a great cause. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's 3rd annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, presented by Finley Roofing, is coming up on Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Right now is your chance to sign up. Go to 929thegame.com, click the events link, but do it now because foursomes are going quickly. It's the 3rd annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets, November 24th.
Sign up for the Brown Grass, as Allie just told you. Let's go. Look, they're starting to tick away the spots, and we want to see you out there. Maybe go against Mike and I in golf. Allie might get to, hang out with you and see you. You're going to be riding around the golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our personalities are going to be there. So I don't know what you're waiting on.
I think we're going to have to start giving the word foursomes the analyst treatment. You know what I mean?
Foursomes.
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 What?
Well, if you say foursomes right now, that'll make our foursomes a foursome.
Foursomes.
With our foursomes combined.
Anyways, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I tease two things. Real quick, I'll talk about this because I want to end on a really good Falcon stat. Wild. Max Muncy hits what should have been a grand slam. It's caromed back in off the glove of the center fielder. Then it taps the wall. He throws it in. They get it to home. Tap out home. They catch, and it was Wild Bill runs down the third baseline and touches
crazy
for the force play. Absolutely wild. It's such a weird play that you don't ever see the way it worked out. One of the wildest double plays you'll ever see.
Yeah.
Is it 8-2?
I was going to say, no, there was a cutoff man at some point.
Okay.
And so there was, I can't remember who
it
was.
So like 8-6-2 or
something?
Yeah,
there was an 8-5-2, something like that. I cannot tell you how giddy Grant was last night when I showed up for the post-game show. When I got back from Mercedes-Benz and I walked in the studio, Grant goes, "Wait till you see this double play." I was like, I can't wait, man. I can see the excitement in your eyes.
It
was crazy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But there's a Falcons set I want to get to before we get out of here. We got like a minute. We'll go over. Steak and wait. The Bills had two plays last night. I call an explosive play anything 20 yards or longer, which I think that is what the league calls it. They had two. The 45-yard pass to open the game to Palmer, and then a 24-yard scramble by Josh Allen, which was like that last drive.
Yeah.
How many need to take a guess? How many did the Falcons have?
Explosive plays?
20 yards or more. How many do you think the Falcons
have? I was going to say, I think the NFL has different ones for passing and for rushing, but I would say 8. I'm going to go. I'm
nine.
Gonna be aggressive. Okay, I was right there.
Nine.
Damn, I was right there.
Nine. They had an 81, a 39, a 26, 23, 23, 22, 21, 20, 20. Of the 10 longest plays for the Falcons, they had one that wasn't 20 yards or more, and that was an 11-yard run by John. The Bills had obviously 10 longest plays as well. Anywhere from 19 to 10. But that was a huge part of this game. I mean, we talked about explosives, and the one thing I said is I love explosives. We did a great job against Washington. I need a house call on one of them. Mm-hmm. I need one of them to be a house call just to fire up the building, to get points immediately on the board, to get the momentum swing. And Bijan gave it to us to get it to 21-7, and we seemingly never looked back.
Yeah, it was one of his goals coming into the season that we talked about throughout preseason. He was like, I want to start hitting more home runs. I think his previous career long was 38 before that run last night. So good job by him.
We got to roll. That is going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
keep feeling the vibes, ATL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.